Well, there's a lot of bad news out there on the markets. The retailers' share prices have been doing very badly. Of course, the main news was that Woolworths is likely to be sold for a pound. That's the 800 Woolworths stores. Woolworths was looking like going bust in the run-up to Christmas. We've seen Dixon's shares fall by about a third to 10p, so that makes Dixon's, which has a turnover of £8 billion, worth approximately a week's worth of sales. We've got M&S falling almost below £2. Its lowest share price ever was £1.80. At the peak of the market, it was worth shares were £7. And today, M&S is having a one-off 20% off all items sale day, which is very unusual for Marks & Spencer. It very rarely does this. And it means that customers are quite disgruntled at that because, of course, anyone who's bought anything in Marks & Spencer over the past couple of weeks will want to take it back today, maybe rebuy it again at a much cheaper price. We've also seen Sports Direct shares fall to 32p, which is an all-time low. They, of course, were floated at £3 less than 2 years ago. So there's a lot of market turmoil out there. There's a lot of fears for the health of our retail sector.
Are we likely to see one of these retailers or maybe another retailer going bust before Christmas?
Well, that's what the market is worried about. And an MP has written to Alistair Darling today on raising concerns about credit insurance for retailers. This is insurance on retail debt, and most of them can't get it now. That insurance is being withdrawn, and this is what was one of the big factors in the Woolworths problems. And this means that it makes it very hard for them to continue in business. Austin Mitchell has raised these fears in his letter to Alistair Darling, saying he's worried that some of the big retailers might go bust. Their next rent day is due on December the 24th, Christmas Eve. And obviously, with cash flow problems, it's quite hard to meet big rent demands. And so there are fears around that day and the approach to Christmas.
Woolworths is for sale for a pound, as you say, for its 800 high street stores. Is that a bargain or a poison chalice, Deborah?
Well, it depends how you look at it. You could say it's a bargain. That company obviously has great deal of problems. It has a lot of debt. It ousted its chief executive, and the new one was brought in to try and turn it round. He said, you know, he raised more problems really than he was able to solve. There were fears that it could go bust. It still is the nation's largest toy seller and largest seller of sweets. So it still shifts a lot of stock. What's likely to happen is the restructuring group that is in talks to buy it will probably put it into administration and then pick off the best bits to take out and to run as a going concern. What's left for the shareholders are the two wholesale businesses, the online CD and DVD sales, and another entertainment business which has a license with the BBC.
And meanwhile, it looks like we might be getting another interest rate cut very soon. The Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee minutes were released yesterday.
That's right. Yesterday, we saw that the Bank of England had actually discussed a cut of more than 2% at its last meeting. It did, of course, cut by 1.5%, which was a big shock to the markets and to most people in the city who had seen that the Bank of England doesn't usually move in such big percentage ways. Its biggest cut before that had only been a half a percentage point. It shows that the Bank of England is very worried about the state of the economy. It's very worried about this severe slowdown, and it makes it an almost certainty that we'll get another interest rate cut in December's meeting.